Hello and welcome to LGBT Equality. You're listening to Charusmita and this is the first episode of the podcast. So I'm welcoming you, and if you're listening then I'm really grateful and I hope that you go away with some knowledge and you have fun. So welcome. And in this first episode, we're going to be talking about the introduction of the LGBTQ+, what it means, and this is basically a guide to gender identity terms. We're going to be talking about various stuff about what the LGBTQ+ is. I think I've said that already, but anyways, we're also going to be talking about what the difference between sex, gender, gender identity, gender expression, cisgender and transgender is, who are non-binary, and what is also the difference between bisexual and pansexual, because these two things is, I've noticed that people generally confuse between these two, so I would like to clarify the meaning of these two terms. So yeah, I hope that you enjoy and keep listening. So let's start by talking about the most common and also the most misunderstood term in the community, that is the LGBTQ+. Now, a lot of people also refer it to as the LGBTQQIAAP+. And because I'm saying plus after saying all of these letters, because there are also many other sexualities like the demisexual sexuality and other stuff like that. And the plus denotes that there are a lot more than just these terms. So we need to always put a plus out there. You can refer it to as LGBTQ+ or the LGBTQIAAP+. But you need to add the plus there because you need to be inclusive of all the people. Now, the LGBTQ+ stands for lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, the queer, questioning, intersex, ally, asexual, and pansexual. Now, let's start by talking about the lesbians. Now, the lesbians are also sometimes referred to as WLW, that is the woman love woman. And we refer it to as WLW sometimes because we need to be inclusive of all women. And lesbians are basically women that are attracted to other women. And now let's talk about the gays. So the gays are people, are men who are attracted to men. Now we also refer the gays sometimes as BLB, that is boy love boy, or MLM, that is man loves man. And it is again said so that we are inclusive of all men. It doesn't really matter how you refer it to us. Now, there's also two more terms that are generally used as a slang term or a short term in basically series or dramas. It's BL and GL. BL stands for boys love and GL stands for girls love. And these two terms are mostly used in series, TV series, or comics. Now let's talk about the bisexual. Now the bisexual is an individual that are attracted to people of their own and opposite gender. And pansexual is a person who experiences sexual or romantic or physical attraction to members of all gender identities. Now let's talk about the difference between a bisexual and a pansexual before we move on to transgender. So a bisexual also is attracted to all genders. They like their own gender, they like the other gender, they are attracted to non-binaries, they are attracted to anyone. But the difference between a bisexual and a pansexual is that a bisexual considers gender as one of the factors when they are attracted to other people. And pansexual people do not consider gender when it comes to loving someone. So for example, we can say that bisexual, when they are looking at people, if they see a man, they will be like, oh, it's a man, so I like him because he has this features and he's a man. Now that person can look at a girl and they go like, oh, she is a girl, I'm attracted to a girl because they have this feature and I like that. Now they can look at a non-binary person and they be like, oh, they don't have any gender, I like this about it and I like them. But a pansexual, for them, it is like, oh, a person, oh, a person, oh, a person. They do not consider if they are a man, they are a woman, or if they are non-binaries. They just look at other people as a person. So a bisexual person A bisexual person considers gender as one of the factors why being attracted to people, and pansexual does not. And that is simply the only difference between a bisexual and a pansexual. Now let's move on to transgender. A transgender person is someone whose gender identity is different from their assigned birth, with their assigned sex at birth. Now, if you're confused about what the difference between sex and gender is, then I'll be talking about that soon too. So don't worry about it, and we will talk about that in the next episode too, so just stay tuned. Now, a transsexual person. Now, this is like an outdated term that was originated in the medical and the physiological communities for people who had permanently changed their gender identity through surgicals and hormones and stuff. Now let's talk about what the queer person is. Now, queer is, it's an umbrella term that is used to be more inclusive of many identities and varieties that make up the LGBTQ plus community. Now, what is a questioning? So questioning are people who are exploring and they are discovering their own sexual orientation, gender, or gender expression. They're basically right now, if you ask that person that, oh, who are you? What kind of sexuality are you? So they will tell you that, no, I'm questioning right now. I don't know if I'm a man. I don't know if I'm a woman. I don't know if I'm straight, or I don't know if I'm gay or lesbian. They are just questioning stuff right now. They're exploring, and that is perfectly fine. And that is perfectly beautiful. Now, what are intersex? So intersex people are an individual whose sexual anatomy or chromosomes, they do not fit the traditional marking of a female and a male. Now, what is the traditional marking of a female and a male? These are basically the most common chromosomes that are found in like the majority of the people. So people usually think that these male or female is the normal. So intersex people are people that are different from these norms, and they have the chromosomes, they are mixed chromosomes. And if you search on Google or YouTube, you can find how all of these chromosomes work. It is a very beautiful topic you can touch. It is something that is that should be explored more. So now next we have allies. So ally is a non-queer person. They are just supportive of the LGBTQ plus community, and I think that everyone should be an ally. You all should support your friends that are different from the normal, because why should someone tell that someone else is abnormal for doing something that they like, right? So everyone should be an ally. So anyone who is not an ally is homophobic. And yeah, that is it. An asexual person is an individual who generally does not feel sexual desire or has attraction to any group of person. And a pansexual, as I've said before and mentioned before, is a person who experiences sexual, romantic, and physical attraction to members of all gender identity without considering gender as a factor. So that is all. That is the whole thing that is about gender, LGBTQ+, and what it means. So we're going to be talking about sex, gender, and gender identity in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. And I'm really thankful if you listen to this episode till the last. So have a nice day, and thank you for watching. Bye.